Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news.
And a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News. Where we bring you the stories that your mother-in-law probably already posted about on Facebook overnight. Does she never sleep?
Let's start right out.
Hey,
Trisha.
Hey, what good morning, happened? Everybody. Hey, Hanksters. Streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story, well, we continue. We'll do more of this and, in fact, a couple of other firsts going on with this war with Iran. By the way, the Senate, latest on that, their push to stop the war failed last night, 47-53. So the House will vote on a similar measure today. There are shipping slowdowns in the Strait of Hormuz continuously. But the Navy says that they will escort all through. And speaking of, it was a first. U.S. submarine Hexeth tweeted this out. A U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. And that is the first time it was torpedoed. First time since World War II, the U.S. has sunk an enemy combat ship.
Oh.
Holy cow.
Yeah, Iran's like really, really mad about that one.
Yeah, they didn't... Like wartime, will it float there? That's serious stuff. We'll have more on this and a local connection of a bunch of firsts coming up on the way later on.
Did you remember how hot Christina Applegate was way back in the day?
I do not recall.
Well, she had quite the list of male suitors, and one of them was named Brad Pitt. Before he was the Brad Pitt, as a matter of fact, he was her date for the MTV Music Awards when she was just 17 years old. But, he got his marching orders during the festivities. As a matter of fact, she traded up for Sebastian Bach.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Brad was understandably not very happy about this at the time, especially since he had to drive her mother home. She reveals all of this in her new autobiography. In related news, Sebastian also has a new job. He's going to do some shows with Twisted Sister for their upcoming tour.
Oh, is he subbing in for D?
Yeah.
Because D. Snyder's hanging it up.
Yeah.
He said vocally he just can't do it anymore. He's not going to take it.
Maybe you could.
Anymore.
Go sing for Skid Row.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of one of their songs and I don't want to.
18 in life.
Yeah, that's
you know it.
Yeah, I do. I hated that.
Your crime is time.
Speaking of music that we've never heard, but I think we should. So Billy Bob Thornton, obviously, when he's not land manning, he still goes around with his band, the Boxmasters, and this music thing for him started quite a while ago, actually, when he first started acting. In fact, he started acting, Billy Bob did, because the music thing was taking too long.
Ugh.
Along the way, a weird kind of thing is he's telling a story about meeting and getting to know and actually become pretty good friends with the great Johnny Cash along the way. And he did say, as the years went by and they became closer friends, Billy Bob actually recorded a song with Johnny Cash. And it's never been released, he says, but he does have a copy of it. I think this needs to be on the Landman soundtrack pronto.
I think this would be fantastic. To debut it here at Hank FM.
Come on, I mean, Billy Bob.
Technically, it's still the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
I know Taylor listens to this show sometimes, so Sheridan, make it happen. We got you down.
Let's
here.
Let's go.
Come on.
All right? Don't make me call the manager. You don't want that. But if you do want a shoulder to cry on when things get tough in the big bad world of entertainment, well, Keith Urban may not be your guy. Lainey Wilson reveals that she once complained to him about having to do 180 shows in a year. She was really, really tired. His response? No whining on the yacht. Meanwhile, Lainey also admits she's got a lot of inspiration from one Miranda Lambert, who may be one of the best country singers in history, but admits she's 20% music and 80% business.
Saw Miranda hit a hole-in-one golfing the other day, and then she did a little cartwheel.
Oh, so, yeah. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I do the same thing when I hit a hole-in-one. Two sports. Saw the great Lou Holtz. That would be football coach who famously led Notre Dame to a national championship in 1988. And then, up until very recently, was doing college football analysis and stuff on TV, has passed away. Lou Holtz at the age of 89. And then we have another curling controversy. curling, everybody's wonderful passion for 2 weeks every 4 years. Well, the Paralympic Games are going on over there. Likewise, Milan Cortina. And likewise, curling is one of the first things that happened. But they had a problem yesterday as two of the stones that they use for competition had been stolen.
Where did they go?
Nobody knows. In fact, Italian authorities are hot on the case to find where these two curling stones were taken and who. So they are sleuthing as we speak. The spare stones, though, they have for the set because they have one spare stone ready. They put that into use, but they were still one stone down. Curling, the most dangerous sport in the world.
I'm scared already. I have no idea what's going on.
This is rocking yet again what is an otherwise amazingly boring sport.
Rocking the stones.
You're welcome.
All right. You know, kids always complain about having the hottest new cell phone, and our fur babies are now in on the action. There is a brand new pet phone that lets your animals call you when you're gone. And you can call them, just in case you were wondering what Howie is doing. It runs off a collar, promises the most accurate tracking, AI health alerts, a camera, and can even soothe them with a little bit of music. Hopefully it's not Carly Rae Jepsen.
The phone would never stop. It would just, that's why you don't, like, give a five-year-old one either. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know whether I'd rather give Hank the dog with all his neurotic tendencies one or baby Bo. I mean, we'd just be chatting all day.
I mean, I'd have to tell Howie, look, you could wrap this up in an email. I'm sorry, man. And then U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., announced yesterday that he is going to require proof of safety data from Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks in his latest push to make America healthy again.
Oh.
Yeah, the scrutiny of the food and beverage ingredients and a lot of sugar.
Yeah. The data.
Yeah, yeah. So he's demanding Dunkin' and Starbucks prove that their sugary beverages are safe. Talk about somebody that needs to go visit a Whataburger. Come on.
A burger.
Thank you.
Playing all the songs that made country great.